You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello. It's Monday, May 4th, 2020. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm waiting for the room to fill up with my Fakeologist friends. We got Benoit, we got O'Fallon, we got Jeff, the top-notch energy guy. Hi, guys.
Hello.
That was top-notch. Hello. Benoit. Hello. O'Fallon.
Oui, oui.
Actually, I just caught up with episode 681. O'Fallon was getting a little bit of a smackdown by JLB in that one.
Well, I just stopped talking and he ranted for 5 minutes. That's what happened there. And then he ranted about it multiple more times on multiple more shows without me saying anything. So,
I'm a little more easygoing than JLB, and of course he's left the server temporarily, or maybe permanently, who knows.
But Russ told me that he left each and every server he was on and that he was mainly concentrating on his website. So.
Okay, I don't care.
Just to say that it was nothing against anyone here.
I don't care. I don't care if it's against Fakeologists or not. It doesn't affect me. I just like to have good conversation with people with Fakeologist mindset, so I can't keep track of who comes and who goes. It's not required knowledge.
Yes,
constitutes good conversation. That was just a bad derail with no productive value, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, the good part about people leaving is it does leave a space for new people. Like O'Fallon is new, Jeff is new, so really, when the dominating voices leave, then others can pick up the slack. The only thing I really agree with John LeBond is keep it Fakeologist central if you're on the live stream. If you're in the other rooms, it doesn't matter. No one's recording. We can talk about the weather if you want. Which is very nice here in Toronto today.
Yes, here in Switzerland, it's wonderful too. It felt almost like summer, maybe 20, 25 degrees Celsius. So it was great.
Wow, that is very good. All right, let's go through the COVID-19 rundown. We're still in regulatory lockdown. It's not a legal lockdown. It's regulatory. I think that's the latest word I heard. Our premier is calling anyone who goes to a protest, and we don't really have many people going to protest. He basically says if you want to protest, you're putting other people in danger. That's what he said. He also said, if you don't like it here, I'll help you pack your bags and leave. I love it. This guy's a real jerk, honestly.
No, here it's almost done. Everyone will be resuming almost normally on the 11th of May, so not much to say on that front. It's just closing down this hoax slowly here. School will be resuming. Most of the people I am around, they just prepare to have a full week of party and resume life as it was before, with a few slight differences.
Well, they keep emphasizing that it will not resume normally here. It'll just be not business as usual.
Can you see baseball in the States opening maybe July 4th? It'd be a nice date.
Is that what you think baseball is going to start?
I can't see them. I could see the NFL. Maybe baseball cancels. Take one for the team. And NFL, September.
Okay. Well, the NFL starts in September anyway, so what's the difference?
Yes, that's also a big difference between Europe and North America is that since there is smaller country here, it's different. Some country will resume the sport championship, some don't. Some sports will resume, some don't. So everything will be different, but some entertainment will resume. Be sure of that soon enough. UFC is supposed to resume not this weekend, but the next one.
Does anyone have any good videos or done any good websites exposing the whole COVID fraud, or do you guys look at those kind of things or do that kind of research? I haven't seen too many links lately.
I've consumed most of it.
One thing I came across, I saw that somebody pointed out that in Hong Kong there were only 4 deaths during this. It's been 4 deaths for the last couple of days. Out of a city of how big? Right next to China? Which really makes zero sense to me.
They're really good. Come on. What do you mean? They're pro at quarantine. They lock them down. They board them in. Problem solved. And they don't lie.
And India, too. India, with all the slums and people on top of each other. I believe it's about 1,000. That's the whole country, India. Which I'm not sure what the...
But those countries need to resume manufacturing as fast as possible, those places. So they have a vested interest in saying that the death toll is not that high compared to other countries that want to maintain a lockdown, like Occidental countries.
They don't have good bakery divisions, or they don't have good psyops
departments
over there.
Yes.
No, they have. In India, they have. If you look at the history of India, for example, the number of fake terrorist attacks that they had over the past 20 years or so, it's just insane. They have a very, very good team there, believe me.
It was also pointed out, I've heard that it seems it's not going into Africa, it's not really going into South America. Anywhere where they don't have a good hospital system, or as you said, good fakery in place, good fakery department in place, it's really not showing up. No third world nations. So.
Okay.
Do you think they
because
wouldn't
maybe those people might not be needed to be in lockdown. It's only people with financial means and Occidental people.
Right.
Right.
I agree. These are all examples of why it is fake, the inconsistency, the numbers, and geographic.
A real virus, as they describe it, wouldn't know what country it's in.
Somebody told me, well, there's water in between Hong Kong and China. I'm like, well, there's water.
So the virus can't swim.
But it made it to Seattle.
Does anyone here believe that you can catch a virus? Has anyone done their research into germ and terrain theory?
Because I have been listening to the audio you posted, at least the very great part of it, and there is good sense in what he's saying. This is definitely a possibility. What I would need to study more is people that are applying that theory to disease.
I found some great material on this, actually. I listened to about 7.5 hours from a doctor of body-trained medicine and have accumulated wealth of knowledge. Apparently, he even bet Gaston Masson some Royal Rife, and he lives out by me in Oregon. He used to blew my mind with all the information, and I've very much come around to the Chomps model, and it just works. And no, I don't believe anybody can catch a virus anymore. I don't think it's real at all.
Do you agree that you cannot catch a virus?
Yeah. And if anybody wants to check out those talks, what's the link for it? It's Alpha Vedic on YouTube. They have a channel. They have like 10 hours of material on this, and it's all fantastic.
Yeah, I've listened to that channel, yes.
Okay, you will find it and link it in the live stream show notes.
Yeah, I've been looking at his stuff too. He had Dr. Kaufman on a couple times. That's probably how I found out his channel. Can you, Opalis and anyone else here, I'm trying to encourage people here that are doing actual coronavirus hoax research to post on the forums too. My PHPBB board, because I want to save all this research that gets scrolled away on Discord. So can I encourage you, Opalis, to make an account over there, register, and I'll approve it?
I already have one. I just...
Oh, okay. All right, we'll flop some of these links over there if you don't mind. Yeah, I think you do have one.
Yeah, I've already put some stuff on there.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I'll link to a specific episode because they've kind of saturated up with them.
Stuff. Yeah, they are pretty busy. Make sure you put it on forums too as well. And Benoit, you can do the same. I don't think you.
Yes. By the way, I get the Tapatalk app. I just need to set it up for fakeologist.com, which I will definitely do before going to sleep.
Yeah, fakeologist.com, fakeologist, not fakeology. Anyone
yes, fakeologist.com.
Yeah, set it up, get it going. It's very easy to do. It's just as easy as Discord. Just as easy.
34.
Hey, what's up, Eric? I'm hearing some background noise there. Who's that?
It was not I.
There was a motorcycle passing by.
Okay. Okay, so Phallus, you agree that you can't catch a virus?
Yeah. I'm still working on how, like, the giving blankets to Aborigines and then getting a virus worked. I feel like they were probably just straight up poisoned, and we say it was a virus because we wrote history. Otherwise, I'm pretty set with the model.
Yes, it's a very interesting model, and the terrain theory, there's no money in it except maybe to sell good food to build up your terrain and prevent you from getting, and you don't get sick, your body and this is where you have to
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
And Lloyd Miller is our most recent 9/11 benefactor. Thank you, Lloyd Miller, even though we never hear from you, but you don't want to be heard from, which is also cool. That's fine. He likes to just dabble and listen in. But, yeah, before we were interrupted there. Yeah, so if we understand that when we're feeling unwell, it's not because we've caught something. It's because the viruses that are microzymes of our body are busy trying to repair and remove cells that are damaged from malnutrition or toxins. Yes. So we don't catch anything. If people can rearrange their thoughts around this idea, then that will go a long way in exploding this whole idea that bats or cats or whatever infected a human and then he flew over to Seattle. I mean, all this stuff is deep mythology from 100 or 200 years ago. And the idea that we can have solid terrain doesn't help the pharmaceutical companies at all. Because you can't, the best way to treat someone who's not feeling well is to have them drink proper clean water, defluoridated, have proper nutrition, and stay away from things that are toxic, like pollution. You know, the real stuff that we should be getting rid of instead of CO2, which is just what we exhale.
Also, deep breathing, oxygenating the body is really good, which you can't do when you're covered with a face mask.
Exactly, you have the face mask.
The face mask actually inhibits breathing. And too much CO2.
And also just builds a bacterial breeding ground right in front of your face.
It sure does. That's right. And bacteria are real. We can see them with a microscope. Just a regular microscope, not the magic electron microscopes. Yeah, in fact, yeah, it's not a good thing. Masks are definitely inhibiting
the
well-being.
Interesting things, watching these Alpha Vedic videos with Doc. I want to say his name right because he's been amazing. I don't see it on this page.
By the way, Ophalus, you're really hard to hear. What kind of microphone are you using? Or are you just shouting into your laptop?
I'm chatting to my laptop. I'm actually picking up a microphone tomorrow, so I can being an asshole.
No, it's just hard to hear. I don't like struggling trying to hear people. But, you know, as I get older, my hearing's going anyway. So if I can get everyone on a decent microphone, it seems like the gaming headsets are the best. You don't even need an expensive microphone. You just need a $20 headset with a boom mic.
I've got a good mic back home. I'm just traveling, and I didn't travel expecting to be part of this radio group.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, well, you're getting a new mic. That's great. What are you getting in? Just a headset for the boom mic?
I'm actually picking up a Blue Yeti from a friend.
Ooh, those are really good.
So that seems like a solid investment.
What do they cost? $50?
I'm going to give him $40 for it. For all the stress he's given me in my life.
Well, that's pretty cheap, then. That's pretty cheap. That's a pretty good deal for a good mic. Okay, that's great. Thank you for your commitment to the audio chat.
Yeah. So apparently, the predecessor, or the people that followed Bichon, there was Gunther Enderline.
Is it Bichon? Bichon.
It's Bichon.
Bichon. Bichon. Actually, we should ask the French guy in the room. How do you say it? French guy is gone.
He's muted.
You say Bichon.
I thought it was Bo is B-E-A-U. His name is B-E-C with an accent aigu.
Bichon.
Is it Bichon?
Let me check the correct writing of it. Bichon. Yes, it's Bichon, not Bichon. Bichon. Bichon.
Okay. Bichon. Okay, go ahead, Delphala. Let's hear what you have to say.
So his name's Dr. Bob Lando. He's at least killed, and he's even met some of these followers of Bichon. And they built an analog microscope capable of being better than like any microscope we have in the early 1900s, and was able to prove a bunch of behavior of proteins. And his lab was just ransacked and destroyed. And to this day, we haven't built a microscope of that caliber because it's locked behind academia, which does not enable this research.
Oh, nice. Very interesting. And I'm sure it wasn't that complicated of an engineering feat to build whatever he did from 100 years ago.
The guy was an inventor, so it had an immense amount of parts that he all handmade. And that's why nobody else was able to do it, because it was completely original work. Incredibly complicated. But Bar-Lando has a lot of little anecdotes that he doesn't go into detail on about people that have, in his lifetime, tried to do something to make something happen with this information and just kind of disappeared. And he just acknowledges it as part of the ordeal and does his best to stay off the radar and treat people.
What was his name again?
Bar-Lando. He's on the Alphabetic. YouTube channel.
Well, Fawcett, when you say when somebody tries to do something with the information, do you mean like mass market it in some way? Not just on an individual level?
Build a modern...
Hold on, who's speaking? Oh, that's Truth34. Well, welcome, Truth34.
Hey, yeah, thanks.
Like build modern, improved microscopes or go public with the information about curing cancer with Gaston Maisons and... You know, just this information that they have and are practicing with effectively.
Yeah. So you're saying that the stories are that they resort to violence or just they just silence them somehow?
They disappear. Yeah. So, you know, take with that what you will.
Because there's a lot of that storyline around that other paradigm shift that we talked about last week, which is the free energy paradigm.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten to finding out where that began. Is that just Tesla Edison?
No. I'm trying to think where it began. I can't think off the top of my head right now, but I'm sure that there's a long storyline. I'm under the assumption that the Tesla Edison storyline is just a story, so I'm sure that there's a whole lot more behind all that.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what I'm getting at, too, is like with these, there's like this similarity in that there are these stories that they'll either silence you, try to pay you off, or resort to violence, but it's all anecdotal. So if we're trying to apply the nobody died, nobody got hurt methodology to this,
I don't apply that methodology.
I know. I'm just presenting both sides of that story because I can't prove any of that. But I have run across all the same stuff on the free energy side of things. So there's this commonality in that they put stories out there to protect their paradigms. But whether or not it would be hard for us to prove that stuff. I don't know. Anybody feel free to...
That seems like the common thing. Like Khashoggi, that was a bit last year. He got chopped up with a chainsaw. If you're going to write articles that are critical of King Solomon, you're gonna find the wrong end of a chainsaw.
Do you remember the guy who I can't remember his name, of course, but he was the guy who he was big for the hydrogen car. He converted his car to run on water. Do you remember that guy? He had news stories and stuff, and then he supposedly died in like a
he's one of these
IHOP parking lot or something, right?
He's one of these mythologized characters,
right?
T. Townsend Brown. I don't know whatever happened to that guy, but apparently he invented some interesting technology. There's a lot of these different characters. You guys think, do you understand what I'm saying from like a fakeologist perspective? Like, how do we approach something like that?
Hire a private investigator.
It's documented to have made this amazing microscope and made all these advancements in bio-terrain medicine, and then his lab was ransacked and the microscope is gone, and he's considered a fraud now.
But none of us can recreate that microscope, I guess, is the problem, right?
I mean, that's their solution, right?
Does it exist now, or?
The Joseph Campbell tablets.
Hoax within a hoax.
And that's what the free energy scene's been trying to do too. Is like, re-stumble on the Holy Grail or whatever, and every single person that does it disappears. So I don't know. It's a weird paradox.
Is it a paradox though? Isn't that exactly what would happen if you tried to resurrect something that's been buried intentionally?
Yeah, but it's still outside of our ability to prove. I guess my point.
Yeah.
But it does perfectly align with that story, not denying that.
Yeah. Work exists.
That ties into the jet engines not using as much fuel, perhaps, as they say they do. Does that tie in with the free energy at all?
Yeah, I think there's so many different ways that they... Yeah, I guess that would go into them utilizing some of those laws of nature or whatever, physics understandings in the common day. In the everyday, not pure free energy. That might be something a little bit more, less exotic, a lot less exotic. I'm guessing.
Right.
Actually,
almost not comparable.
Almost not comparable. But it is an application of physics that we don't like necessarily admit to. So
wireless phone charging.
You like that?
Free energy.
It's getting there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't push the product before the market's ready, and the market's controlled, so of course the product has to be controlled too. So I'm not saying that these people are all assassinated or anything like that, but if they're, not ready for the freaking to convert all the factories over to making water cars or whatever, then that's just, not going to happen. It's just not going to. You can't make enough of them in your garage, Bill Gates, to freaking, to become a competitor. And people like their familiarity with the products that they're familiar with. So
I don't think there's anything. I agree with that. I said it's weird though. I don't think there's anything organic about the rise of fossil fuels as the energy source of choice.
No, I don't mean to suggest that there was.
No, I know. But
let's get back on topic here. So let's go to original stimulant.
Uh-oh.
Can you catch a virus? Yes or no?
I heard mainly only through injection, direct injection.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know, but I don't think so. I don't think you can catch something that's I don't know what it even means. You know what I mean? It's like, can you catch a virus from another? No, I don't really. I wouldn't see. I wouldn't see how. Yeah. Like, I don't know what the virus is even, but.
Well, that's what I think people need to understand, that the viruses that they describe are just the microzymes, the basic constituents of cellular structure. That's what they are.
it's very difficult to understand how everyone doesn't have it, doesn't have something, or you know what I mean, doesn't the presence of a certain virus or whatever, if it's contagious through some normal human interaction.
You're in a bad cellular zone.
Benign, typical, frequent human interaction.
You're in a bad zone there. You're in a bad zone. I think you went through Disney World just there.
I wish. I wish it was open.
Oh.
Okay, so you don't believe that you can catch a virus either. So, okay, this is coronavirus hoax 101. If you think you can catch a virus, then the story could be believable, I think, if you were a believer in that.
I thought it was fake even when I thought viruses were real. Now I don't think viruses are real, and it's even more fake.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's good to hear.
When HIV
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying when HIV broke, that was they made it very clear that that viruses, there are only certain ways you can catch it. It was basically via injection or
I don't even know if you can inject a virus. I think you can put bacteria that doesn't belong on the wrong side of the wall of your cellular walls in your body. But I don't think you can inject. I don't think they can identify any group of microzymes that is toxic, not toxic, but is pathogenic. I think that's the whole point. It would be like injecting building blocks into your body that are completely disassembled. There's no such thing as an assembled virus. They're just the building blocks of cells. So I don't even believe the injectable part of that at all.
Okay. I don't know either way. I mean, it looks inconsistent, though, with HIV being only able to get through basically injection, and this one, which you could get from coughing. So there's an inconsistency.
Well, I don't even know Tony Fauci's official story on AIDS transmission either. I don't even know what the story is.
HIV has a $100,000 bounty if you can isolate it and prove it exists. The guy who discovered it has come out and said it's just an immunocompromisation, and Tony Fauci has been accused of fraud for stealing that research from a woman. There's so much lies involved in it, and none of it proves HIV is real.
Yes.
And the key point is whether it's a causative agent or not, whether it causes disease or not, is regardless of if they
But I like the analogy that I hear over and over again. It's like saying that flies cause garbage. The garbage comes first, and then the flies come. The cellular damage is already there, and then the microzymes that they call viruses come to repair or come to disassemble the cellular structure so it can be removed easily from the body. I think that's the best analogy to what's going on. I even want to drop the word virus because they've weaponized virus. I think we should just go back to some alternate words, because virus just comes with the war idea attached to it. And that's why we have to stop using their words, because their words mean something, one thing to everyone. Where if I said microzymes, nobody has any bias towards that word. Most people don't even know what it means. But it's just another way of describing the minute cellular particles in our bodies.
Plus, I think it's a good way of being more accurate in speaking, because there could be even nuance within what we're talking about. Because I've heard it suggested that a pox is different than a virus. So, that could explain certain behavior that we do see.
Virus isn't real, so even using the word is just referring to something that nobody knows what it is, and there's no clear interpretation between individuals.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, but I'm not scaring the pants off you trying to get you to buy- buy some storable food or some seeds. I'm listening to Fake Ologist Radio. Listen now at FakeOlogist.com today.
That was great.
That was a good one.
Thank you, John Adams.
I just looked up what a pox is, and it just says a virus disease characterized by pustules or eruptions. So,
isn't a pox virus different than a regular virus?
I think a pox is simply your skin erupting to get rid of toxin. I think it's just one more thing that your body is doing to get rid of cells that are no longer part of the body system. It's an expression. So the idea that you can take some of the serum out of a pustule and pass it on to someone, I think is false. And I think 100 years ago they were taking smallpox pustules and trying to inject them into other people, healthy people, and nothing happened. Which basically...
Yeah, that's an important distinction. I think there's a lot of noise out there that a lot of people died of smallpox and that all the vaccination campaigns were deadly, and just now that calls into question the truth behind a lot of that folklore.
Well, I still my official stance on vaccines is they either do nothing or they're harmful. I don't think they help, but I'm from neutral to negative on them, somewhere in that spectrum.
I would agree with you 100% on that, and I think it's just a lot safer to hold that opinion. Like, why would you allow known liars to introduce something into your system, like, willingly?
The Pasteur is a huge database of statistics on vaccines and death rates of so-called vaccination diseases in the early 1900s and late 1800s, and it's pretty ubiquitously stating that vaccination leads to much higher mortality rates.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's a lot of that information which suggests that there's definitely been a negative reaction. But as fakeologists, can we call into question that information, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, well, how much is vaccination fear porn as well? How much is that? Or are all vaccinations created equally, for instance? Are some of the ones that they introduced to the third world, do they have extra toxins or adjuvants, or do they have other goals? Is there any insidious nature to them? Do they have sterilization agents because poor people reproduce at a far higher rate than people with means? So are they trying to stop them from reproducing and for their own good? Well, Bill Gates would say it's for their own good.
Right, like that story is out there, and all of the, I think they even got called out on it, I think. Some African doctors called out this WHO, whoever was involved. Like, I'm sure you've all looked at those Robert Kennedy stories, and I think he, can't remember, I have to like look at the actual primary sources.
I'm suspicious of Robert Kennedy because, number one, he's a Kennedy, and number two, he's highly promoted as the opposition to vaccination.
Right.
So I like, well, he's really hard to listen to because allegedly he has some voice affect caused by some syndrome he has or had, which, by the way, someone on the No Agenda show said he has a two-hour interview with some YouTube channel that's gone all around. It's gotten high numbers. I won't use the word viral. And
this would be actually viral, though. This would be the use of it.
Well, it's been widely viewed. That's more accurate. It's been widely viewed and or listened to. And apparently his voice condition, whatever that's called, slowly goes away towards the end, and he almost sounds normal, which is very odd. But I'm going to try and listen to that two-hour video and to see what he's saying, because I think he's still pro-vaccination, but he's just against the triple vaccination, the MMR.
He's very much against the vaccine industry not being held accountable to any standard.
Yes, he's very critical of the whole pharma industry and how it dominates the CDC, it dominates the media. basically all that money is subsidizing the media and subsidizing the CDC. So how can we, just with that idea alone, whether or not you believe vaccines are good or bad, the fact that one industry dominates the media cannot take whatever the media says about it, vaccinations or health, you can't take any of it as neutral. It's completely controlled and biased just by that one concept of the money concept. I don't see how anyone can argue with that. And that is a conspiracy that's real. If someone keeps paying you every day, it's really hard to speak out against them.
Yeah, 100%. So their money comes from vaccines, and they have no accountability for it. They cannot be sued for malpractice. They cannot be pay out settlements for injuries. It's pure profit.
Yeah, the liabilities are borne by the taxpayer.
And most people aren't even aware of that. They have no idea.
Yeah, that's a really critical point. Yeah, it's really critical. Yeah.
I think there's something sinister going on, for sure. But I, like, to your point, maybe Robert Kennedy is not to be 100% trusted. Maybe he is a controlled opposition designed to not fully expose what's happening. But at the same time, what, like, don't you think that the breadcrumb trail of the Bill Gates storyline, which Robert Kennedy ties into because he goes after him, isn't that so in your face that it just, I don't know, I get psyop, spidey tingles?
The thing is, you can't have people speaking out and not doing it within the confines of the system. Like, anybody, well-intentioned or not, is going to ring like a psyop to you because they're participating in the system. But the reality is, if you're participating in the system, you're agreeing to something that's fucked up.
Yes, and Robert Kennedy is not, he does not talk about the germ terrain theory. And this is, to me, the no planes of the coronavirus folks. If you're not talking about the germ terrain theory, then you're not talking about the central point of this whole thing that can unravel the entire psyop. And that's why I only take some of what Robert Kennedy Jr. has to say as important.
Right, because he's working from within the system. I understand that.
It's so much easier to convince people that just vaccines are dangerous and don't subject yourself to a vaccine than it is like, oh, our entire medical system is based on a fraudulent theory and we have to rethink everything we know about medicine. Like, nobody's going to humor that. He would fall on deaf ears and no longer have rallies. And would
yeah,
have
oh, I agree.
Effect. So,
yeah, I agree.
I'm curious how much this really is about the vaccine. It seems like it was a big money grab. How many trillions have been raised in the United States alone so far? Is it really about...
7 billion vaccines is a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Yes.
It is. I mean, I guess it's a part of
even
it.
Even if they're $1 each.
Yeah, but the money can't
which
be
the
end
goal.
Be. Yeah, but they've already,
we know the
money's already raised, they've already raised trillions.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Reason. That's right. Just the money is sufficient to make it a conspiracy, and then there's all the other reasons.
I would like to know what those other reasons are, because that's kind of what I'm getting at with the bigger picture. If the Bill Gates...
Well, it's control. It's control. I keep saying that the U.S. is probably the main target of this psyop, more than any other country in the world. Of course, like I said, it was offered to the whole world because of the magic things that the virus concept can do. It can supersede, override the constitution of every country, and you can make laws that you could never have dreamed of passing happen. Even though they're not laws, they're just regulations. They're not even laws. They're regulations. There's nothing that says you have to stay home. There's nothing here where I live that says you must close your business. It's just that everyone's agreed to it because it's just a really powerful suggestion. And everyone agrees to it. Yeah, they fine people for some things, but no business, even small business, has even really tried to stay open.
There were bars in Portland for serving beer after quarantine started. Like, they were fined for having people come inside.
Yeah, but these are municipal fines. They're not criminal. They're not they're not serious fines, is my point. So nobody is going against the grain because they put it in people's minds that if you flaunt the suggestions, then you are a killer. You are endangering lives. It's a very powerful, intimidation.
Yeah, they're using the, it's a morality is coming into play here. If you're not going exactly as told, you're going against kind of the moral standards that everybody is
willing. Yeah, it basically says you're against apple pie. Who in America is against apple pie? That's all they're saying. You are spitting in the apple pie.
You're going to kill grandma.
But you're underestimating the power of the municipalities. Like, if I get fined $1,000 for serving beer, that's more money than I would have made just serving beer all day. Like, I'm fucked. Like, you can't write that off as not being enforcement that punishes me for ignoring the suggestions. Like, I guess I could take it to court and be like, no, you can't fine me for this suggestion. And
Of course you could take it to court. And when the court's open, I can't wait to see if any of these things are challenged constitutionally, because the Constitution should never be superseded. Never. No law shall infringe the Constitution. Freedom of association, freedom of assembly, freedom of movement. No laws, not even emergency laws, shall infringe upon the United States Constitution. See, I'm more sure of that no law shall infringe on these rights. I know more about your Constitution, the American Constitution, than I do of our own Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which I think is more or less a carbon copy. But no law shall be written. That's it. That's all you need. Yeah, we have a Charter of Rights and Freedoms. We have the Canadian Constitution Act. It's pretty much the same thing as far as I know. So these are the basic things people need to be aware of. Okay, yeah, you could probably rack up some huge municipal fines, but I'm pretty sure they'll all be thrown out as unconstitutional. Municipal laws cannot also, they can't supersede the Constitution either.
That would have been an interesting thing for somebody to pursue, but I don't think anybody took that courage.
Right, I agree. Who wants the social stigma? I ran the business that I left the business open that could kill grandma. That's what we keep being told.
I want to give you another analogy for the flies and trash that I think is more vulgar and apt. The maggots on the dead deer are accused of killing the deer.
Right. Yeah, well, it's similar. They're just doing their job. They're doing Mother Nature's job to quickly return the deer to its natural state, its components back to earth.
They certainly didn't kill the deer.
Right. But the thing is, it's a little, I can see that. Flies to garbage, maggots to deer, I guess it's similar. The other thing I posted about on fakeologist.com was the dancing nurses psyop. Now, does anyone think that these nurses are actually in a hospital, a real hospital? Or do you think they're crisis nurses that are just dancing around? Maybe, it could be a hospital, but they're not actual nurses.
It would be great to see if maybe these were shot beforehand, if somebody can get some of the receipts or something that can point to these things being organized and taking part beforehand. Yeah, I do agree.
Well, but if the hospitals are empty, so they could hire a troop tomorrow and do another dance. It wouldn't be that. I think the point is to distract people away from the idea that the hospitals are empty. And there are no more. And there are no more ICU pulmonary patients than normal. And that's the problem.
I drove by the one of the hospitals that was supposedly the epicenter. Actually, in Queens, I drove by that one, and this was going back early April. And
By the way, it's called Corona Queens. That neighborhood is Corona.
Yes,
isn't
it is.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, the neighborhood is called Corona.
Just a coincidence.
I know. That one is another really in-your-face statistic or characteristic. But anyway, that's my thought about dancing nurses. I think it's a total distraction. It's stupid. It's irritating that they're using PPE equipment that's supposedly in short supply. I mean, it's all those things, but it gets you off the empty hospitals topic.
I don't know how. It just screams my hospital's empty, so I'm dancing through it because I'm bored.
I've got nothing else to do.
I'm willing to say it's a psyop, and also there's real nurses doing it, like how you have Instagram trends where it's like, dance through the hospital challenge, and now all the other nurses that are bored on their phones are like, hey guys, let's do the dancing through the hospital challenge.
And then I agree there's some, but I think for the most, the other thing I wanted to point out is that when you're doing a psyop, the center stage has to be cleared of regular people. So if you think about it, if the hospitals are empty, which I think they are, then most doctors and nurses that work there are not there. So they are not there to witness or not witness what's going on. Very, very important in a psyop.
Now, why would they be doing this then? Just to rub it in our faces? Or what's the...
No, they want to keep the actual people that could witness the situation away from the situation. So when they say that there's a deadly virus, nobody should come to work, come to the hospital, all elective surgeries are canceled, then it just completely wipes out the possibility that there could be thousands, tens of thousands of witnesses say, listen, I don't see anything abnormal here, so because they're all being kept away.
But I meant more specifically the TikTok videos. What is the point of this psyop?
There's group dancing has a certain ritual quality to it, you know.
For us, it's definitely rubbing it in. Absolutely. It makes me angry when I see him, actually.
Yeah,
it does seem like a ritual, OS. There's something weird about it.
Oh, yeah. There's rituals about all this crap. We're celebrating the heroes, and they're doing such a great job, even though there's no patients. And the masks, they're a ritual. The 6 feet. It's a ritual.
Are you sure they're real nurses? Are you sure they're real people?
I don't think they're all. They look like professional
nurses. That's what I was saying earlier. I think you just came in late. I was saying that a lot of the well choreographed ones. Okay, yeah, people can learn a dance move. I'm not going to say they're not, but I think a lot of them are probably actors that are just.
No, I mean, you think they're real humans? You think they could? It could just be CGI. I mean, they could be rendered. They could be computer rendered.
No, I don't. We've had a couple CGI people on the server, and the amount of effort it takes to do that is not worth anything when you can just pay somebody a token amount for the day. So, no, they're not CGI.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
No, they don't need to be CGI. I've found a few movies that are CGI. I think some of the superhero movies, Captain America, whatever they're called, I don't know, I was dragged to them. But when you see the CGI credits, it's half an hour. There's a thousand million people doing the CGI. So why would you waste your time doing CGI when you could just hire a few out-of-work actors or bored nurses?
I'm really happy to lie and deceive as actors and fulfill their life stream.
Yeah, but they're not really lying. The actual nurse, like you said, I can get people just to hop around if they're bored. There's no lie in it. They're not explicitly lying.
They're not aware that they're participating in a psyop. They just think they're adding to, you know, helping entertain the public in this great time of adversity.
Well, they're all waiting for the surge. They're all being genuine. They're all waiting for the surge. Does anyone remember the surge from even 2 weeks ago that we were told might come? Everything might happen.
It was
going to
be the worst week in American history, that one? Remember that?
Yeah, see, people have already forgotten that. It hasn't happened. It won't happen.
Now the common talking point is that, you know, good thing we've been locked away this whole time. It's thanks to our efforts. It hasn't happened.
Who makes the money off these dancing nurse videos? Surely, are these things monetized, or surely you can't get, you know, what's the point of origin of these things? Does anybody work that out yet?
No, I don't think that's the point. The point is...
No, I'm just saying that if there's, like, somebody, there's got to be an account that is the original poster the newest one or whatever. You know, who's that person? Would be a good thing to source out.
Sometimes like that have been reposts, and I haven't found like an original poster that is a nurse at all.
Might not be a nurse, might be some, you know, whatever. I'm just curious what your point of origin is. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Who's feeding us this crap?
Yeah, because I'm sure each one has a different. I'm not sure, but I imagine each one is a different account, you know. But
sure.
But they're filmed only on one camera or something at a time, or you know what I mean. There's not multiple takes at the same, not multiple views. If they're doing this in front of like say the rest of the hospital staff, why is only one person recording it? Like there aren't multiple people recording it, or I'm not sure.
I usually don't see an audience watching. It seems like a closed set almost.
Well, of course, but I think that it's implied behind that there's some people watching on the people at the hospital or something, you know. There's someone certainly recording it. I don't think they, unless they set it up to make
well, you
it
always,
like, they
you
just
always
set the camera down.
Yes, you always see the best angle.
Of the cinematography speaks to a professional. I'm not a professional, but I've read through comments where people will be like, yeah, I know how to operate a camera, and that's not just a regular person doing this, like, walking backwards, perfectly still shot, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you can get an iPhone on a gimbal. That's a steady shot device.
That's all fine, but there's no one else recording it, too? It's odd. I mean, clearly no one else is there, but according, you know, to think that the story is real, you'd think maybe someone else is recording it, too.
Well, anyway you slice it, it's a distraction from the idea that the hospitals are empty. There's no extra people in the ICU with lung problems.
That no one knows
anyone that dies.
Sick.
Well, anyone that dies is being assigned the COVID label, period. It's being used for presumptive cases, which is exactly how the AIDS was divvied up back in the 80s. Presumptive HIV infection.
And deadly treatment.
Right.
Yeah, but I'd be curious to know if you've looked into some of the like deeper or larger Metascript like elements of this. I don't know if you guys saw that came out yesterday talking about a lot of biblical like tie-ins to the Metascript aspects of this, and JLB has pointed out a lot of synchronicities there. Is that an area you've thought about at all in terms of a bigger picture and what's you know other stages of this that are going to unfold?
No, I don't. I don't look at that too much. I'm getting a lot of my good talking points from IPS. He has some excellent commentary on this, and I just reposted his latest audio. I put it on FakeTube, so if his channel goes away, it'll still be on my server.
I agree with you on IPS.
Every now and then he does. Pardon me?
No, I agree with you. IPS is very solid.
He doesn't touch on the germ theory too much, though. Which is interesting.
No, I haven't heard it. No, I haven't. No.
I mean, he sticks to what you can prove, like, on the ground. So he's big into the filmyourhospital.com, of course.
Yeah, he started that. So you guys listen to him?
Yeah.
You both listen to him?
I do, yes.
Were you listening to him before I pointed it out? Or were you already a fan?
I started listening right around, fairly recently, during the Kobe Bryant,
okay.
Yeah, around then.
I followed him early on in the Flat Earth days, Ab.
Okay, good. Well, I think he's doing the best work on this, unless you have someone else that you can point out. He's really solid.
Either of you, anybody listen to Quantum Consciousness? He's more philosophical bent, but he does. Okay, you've heard him.
No, yeah, put a link. I don't know who that is. Put a link to him in the audio chat show notes. So I can see it. What is he saying?
He's almost resigned to the fact that it is what it is. There's a Metascript, and there's really nothing you can do about it. So just kind of get right with God. That's really what it comes down to. That's what I've been hearing lately. But he does bring up some good. He brought up the point about Hong Kong that stat about Hong Kong 4. I found out about that through him. 4 deaths in Hong Kong.
Yeah, okay. But it's advanced the idea.
He also talked about how he thinks they're keeping the economy together. How is the stock market going up right now?
Keep dropping trillions of dollars in it.
Wouldn't that cause inflation?
Well, We'll see.
I think he's a proponent saying that AI is behind a lot of the financial and perhaps a lot of the script is being run via AI with some tweaks here and there.
This guy, Mark Devlin, who was in the event 202, made me aware that apparently a massive lawsuit was made against Google, Facebook, Neuralink for AI tech transfer, complicity to genocide in China, and endangering humanity with misuse of AI. It's an ongoing public lawsuit. I'll link it in the show notes.
Okay. Well, Google was apparently, Australia was busy telling everyone how great everyone was doing staying at home and not going out, because Apple and Google gave the Australian government all that information without really even a blink of an eye. So all that information about, obviously if you have a Google phone and it's on, Google always knows where you are. If you can just look at your timeline, if you have location services on, which of course, if you use the GPS in any way, it is on. And they were sharing all that information with the Australian government. Because Google knows how long you're home. It knows when you're in a store. It knows how long you're in the store. You know, you can go look up a store, and it'll tell you the busy hours of the store. It'll show you the live number of people that are in the store with Google phones. And they just gave all that info to the Australian government. So they know exactly, to a very high accuracy rate, what everyone's up to.
That doesn't require AI, though. That's just...
No, that's not AI. No, that's just data sharing.
So you can see that knowledge. Fed into the AI, you know?
Yeah, I don't like to throw around the word AI, because it doesn't really mean anything to me. It's just a scary set of initials.
Artificial intelligence.
More autopilot. Use autopilot, maybe?
No, that's AP.
I think the predictive elements of all the data is something that we see they can actually do.
Was that?
To some degree of accuracy, predictive modeling. Not corona modeling, though. That's not accurate.
No, that was a bit off.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. I might come on later, but thanks for the
chat.
All right,
take care, Ed.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Wee-wee.
Hey, Top Notch Energies, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cool. So I noticed that you were a IPS listener just from hearing your other calls. You were bringing out some of his different ideas, like person X is person Y, a bunch of those different examples, like with Blasey Ford. That's a classic one.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to ask you, what's your take on the three topics that he kind of goes against, or what he would consider like more conspiratard topics? And I'll name them. So vaccines, chemtrails, and 5G. Are you familiar with him kind of being against those ideas or thinking them as psyops?
Yeah, I can see them. Because, well, 5G and the chemtrails, that would affect everybody. So how are the people who are, how are they, for lack of a better term, protecting themselves from 5G and the chemtrails? So that wouldn't really make sense.
Mm. Okay, I guess,
as far as for starters, I mean,
yeah.
And I just think then the 5G, I think it's just, they're just deflect, just more red herrings. Just look over here while we do this over there kind of thing.
Yeah, I see value in that because they do use them as red herrings and there's different psyops tied to them. I guess where I'm coming from is that it's probably more nuanced than that. Like, for example, your 5G... I think labeling it 5G is probably not even accurate because, like, IPS would say that 6G is already available. So, like, why aren't we railing against 6G and 7G and 8G or whatever?
Right.
But if the idea is more the frequency that a particular new technology can interact with and what the actual studies show, human biology, how it reacts to that, and, like, if it's controlled on such a localized basis, then they could easily protect themselves from it, I guess. Because the range of it, that would just be one example. And, tying it into coronavirus, I think it seems like an obvious red herring to me. It doesn't obviously, like, that in of itself doesn't mean that there's nothing to be found there.
Yeah,
if you say coronavirus isn't real, then you have to explain why there's all these symptoms. And I'm not saying it's 5G, but it's an accumulation of stressors. You have the toxins in our food, in our air, in our environments, in our shitty food, and the fear and stress, and then also microwave radiation from all angles every day, all day. Like, it's not just 5G, but it's hurting people.
That's the other thing I don't like about the argument, too, is because he'll say, like, oh, I've taken certain vaccines and not gotten sick from it. You know, I'm in this EM frequency all day long, and I get the chemtrails. And I mean, even within that model, it's a cumulative effect on a person. So it's like, to Ophalus's point, it's not like a weakening of the overall system.
Yeah, it's a constant bombardment of toxic forces that lead to inevitable disasters throughout
I have to now follow that up by saying, like, the placebo effect will also play a role in this. So thinking negatively that we are affected by all these environmental toxins will play a role. So I think I have to 100% make sure people are aware of that and to not think negatively about their health. And I also, I'm questioning all of this. I'm not taking a particular camp, but I do think there's nuance. Like, I think, like, from what I can tell, the chemtrails seem to be more about obscuring the sun or trying to control weather in a particular way, either by controlling cloud patterns or something seems to be going on. It doesn't seem to be just persistent trails left by your regular day aircraft. But that doesn't mean that we're being depopulated through, like, chemicals being sprayed on us or something. So
I'm in the New York area, and April, this has been the darkest, like, as far weather-wise, it's just been dreary every day. And I would have no problem attributing it to the chemtrails. If I could, has it been publicly stated that it's used for weather modification, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's the other thing that, Tim, how can we trust any of the CIA declassified documents that came from the CIA?
April is known to be kind of a wet month in the Northeast, but it just, even by those April showers standards, it seemed very, very dreary. Kind of like, you know, sort of like what I would visualize World War II was like. You know, the dark, dreary days of the war against the enemy.
You guys it's been like that. Patterns with your sadness.
What'd you say, Voss?
The people are manifesting the clouds with their sadness.
Oh.
And it keeps people indoors, too, having bad weather. So less likely to go to the beach, less likely to be out and about, and seeing other like-minded people sort of wake up to the hoax or wake up to the reality that this is a overhyped pandemic.
You guys mind jumping in 11 to talk about this?
I'm really geeky on the bit, and that's all, folks.